WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Thank you. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
TV800E Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB800E. KB800E Mobile.
KC8ELU. I believe that was KB800E or OOB.
Oscar Echo. The name is Mike. That's the name they stuck me with, Mike. Mike India, Kilo Echo, heading south out of Vassar. How's it going?
Very good. Rather a nice day. A little breezy, but not bad at all outside. Just burning around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm my mom moved back to the state, so I'm heading down to go visit her, and I think my brother's going to show up. I don't know if my sister's going to make it or not. And my kid had to work, so she's not coming, so we'll see.
I understand that. I done a little project this morning for a friend. He got a Wi-Fi extender, and he needed help getting it set up and installed. So that's what I done this morning. Rather nice unit. Has real good reviews, and man, that thing works a lot better than what I thought it would.
I wonder how one of those would work if I set it up with a little solar panel and had my buddy with the quadcopter drop it off on the water tower in town.
Not sure. This thing, it's a PoE, power over Ethernet. It's got two 2.4 gig antennas and 2 5 gig antennas. One of each is for connecting to the main Wi-Fi router in the house. The other two rebroadcast it out on a different channel away from the house. This unit works pretty good. I think the PoE injector is 24 volts, if I remember right.
Some of them little quadcopters will pick up quite a bit of stuff. Got to limit what the overall on the quadcopter is, but I don't know, you got a hook on it. I suppose it wouldn't really matter much how much you're lifting, as long as it could do it. I don't know what the rules are on that. I guess I could look it up.
Well, you do something like put it up that high, and you start running into other odd issues. You'll be banging into everybody else's stuff, and plus it might have hard times trying to get the donor that it's trying to get it from.
I'd have to see. I don't know. I'm not ready to try it anyways, but got those mesh nodes. You know, but if you leave it open, I'm sure you'd have problems. There'd be all kinds of issues, be like packet. And then, I suppose, even if you did lock it up, there'd be a lot of RF in the air that high up, I suppose.
Not always. It just depends on where the water tank is at. They're really primarily not designed for something like that. They're designed for like close by, low, and close by. Wi-Fi extenders are a little different creatures. And I think there's also rules on Wi-Fi extenders of how high you can put them up.
Man, I hate to break the rules.
Yeah, there's probably people that's done it, but I really don't want my Wi-Fi repeating out like that. I like to keep it where I can have control of it, and that's it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I heard you out here, thought I'd just give you a call and see how the system was working.
Where are you at?
I'm located in Bay City.
You're using the same machine that I'm running it on. Oh, somebody's got a little bit of small engine pile on their trailer. All right, well, I guess I'm kind of throwing my call out here to see if my brother would come back to me, but I can't even get that guy to pick up the phone. I'm about to give up on him.
I understand that. Yeah, I got to get a couple of things going here, and I'm waiting for someone to stop by to drop some goodies off to me so I can finish the project.
Yeah, we got a few things going on. I got to go put a gasket on Phil on a 600 Series Ford tractor. I changed out some fluids and greased up the slip yoke and the PTO. I replaced the PTO seal on that so it wasn't slobbering all over the place. I had to grease everything up. I left it dry when I put it together. I wasn't worried about it rusting. I wanted to see if it was leaking. So we got all that taken care of, and I got the gasket finally in the mail. So I'm going to put that on, and then I'm going to go see my mama.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good afternoon, and watch out. They said we might get a little wet later on this evening. 73s. Safe travels. KCATLQ.
73. That sounds like a older call. Mine's originally a novice from 93. It was the tail end of the novice calls. I got lucky and passed the code. Got enough characters in a row, and they gave me a novice ticket, believe it or not, back then. But it was during the transition. And they were switching over to no-code text, and I could never get over 8 words a minute, so it took me forever to get that general. 73, this is KV800E.
Don't you have that thing hooked to an external antenna?
What's that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, well, I got it set at 50. You got to use the right PL, hopefully. Fred and I got it reprogrammed this morning.
All right, well, I traded around the corner. Apparently you didn't hear me, but I don't know. I'm here. Keep it up, Severe.
Okay, I'll be right down. KCADLQ.
About that, SWR, I got confused. You guys sound enough alike that threw my game off there a little bit, and I got a lot of gear noise in the back of this little Jeep. 73 fellas, KB800OE.
You sure that noise just isn't in your head? Just kidding. KB, that's the bear.
Probably is. I was going to pack it full of sawdust, but girlfriend told me no. So, yeah, I'm sure it's probably in my head, part of it. Well, I tell you what, you do about 7 hours in this thing, and it's definitely in your head for the next few days. KB8OE.
I hear you. All right, talk to you later. KB Estevere.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
TFA SQN listening.
SQN, this is KFA GBA, copy.
KFA GBA, this is KFA SQN, go ahead, Anthony. KFA GBA, this is KFA FQN. Go ahead. For the last time, this is KFA GBA, this is KFA FQN. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KFA GBA. Got a copy.
I didn't hit the PDC hard enough. I'm not used to this radio yet. Well, I said I hear you loud and clear. How about me? KFA, GBA, this is KFA. You are still there?
Yeah, come on back. I got you.
Okay, you had a mistake. I didn't hit the PDC for some reason. I didn't. Well, I said I hear you loud and clear, and I was asking, how am I sounding? KFA GBA, this is KFA FQN. Yeah, I'm not, picking up your transmissions, and this, radio was acting up, so I'll say send news to you, and, you have a good rest of your day. This is KFA FQN. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yes,
November, East Foxtrot, Alpha United.
Yes, can you
turn
your ECRS off, please?
Roger that. I'm new radio, so pardon me, Andy, that's for you. I'll take care of it.
Yes, it's been for the last hour or two, and then just every time you want to see, so please go ahead and turn that off. Thank you. WCMS.
NNFAU, NNFAU, this is NNTN. NNFAU testing.
Yep, I didn't hear that, sir.
Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm just learning this new radio, and the APRS does not function the way I intended it to, unfortunately.
Well, there you go. Enjoy.
I didn't mean to be a lid here. Any of that say you mobile listening. And NTN here. So, yeah, I was trying to disarm the APRS on it. Supposedly, you're able to assign it to a channel, but it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So I'm going to have to do some more digging and figuring out what's going on here. But anyhow, what's up?
Well, I just heard you, that's all. Heard you on the scanner, so I come diddly-bopping to the other end and got the radio fired up.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to make an attempt. Like I did last night, but it wasn't successful. There's a couple amateur radio satellites that are going to fly by tonight, and I'm going to give a shot to see if I can hit it.
Good luck.
Yeah, roger that. Let me see here. Oh, let's see if I can figure out what it is. Yeah, in an hour, 728, Diawada 2B, whatever the heck that satellite is coming by. I don't know if I can look the frequencies up or not, but I'm going to give that a shot tonight. International Space Station in 3 hours. But yeah, there's like six satellites that are going to fly by this evening. I'm going to give it a shot and see what happens.
That's a good thing. Makes you think a little bit. I don't even try. I got all I can do to get around with what I got.
Hey, roger that. That's not... Well, it's not... it's actually... It works just like a repeater. You go up on UHF and you come down on DHF or the other way around. Each satellite's a little bit different. Some run PL, some don't. So the one I'm going to try tonight, I really would hope I can get through, is I guess the Chinese space station flying over tonight. And I would like to give that one a shot. But just I give it, try something a little bit different. And I think tomorrow, if it's not as windy as it was this afternoon, I'm going to put my game antenna up on a 10-foot pole and see if I can get into the repeater a little better, just as a test. I do have a radio in the camper, but I'm missing about 10 feet of coax to get that going.
Yeah, I know how that works. You get someplace and you haven't got quite enough of the right things to get there.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to get that all put together and operational, so it's just they're ready and waiting to go. So I'll probably work on that when I get back. But anywho, I'm going to get going. I got to get inside and put some stuff away, and I'll be back out here later on. So have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later. Doug, NATN, NATFAU, Mobile.
Alrighty. Just have a good time up there. Enjoy it while you can. NATN, clear.
currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KSA EDQ. I was wondering if anybody listening out there might have the phone for the Midland repeater. This is KSA EDQ. Really asking any station that might be listening. Alright, nothing heard. KSA EDQ, I'll be clear and listening.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Past your bedtime, what are you doing? W8YRC. Left my mom's place over here in LaFerre.
Yeah, okay.
You're just sitting here goofing off, so heard you in there. So... anyway, you heading back home, huh? Oh, yeah, Mother's Day. Can't forget that.
Is the bus, the 6-2, still in your place?
No, it's north of LaPierre, the main repeater is north of LaPierre, and there's not a receive site right now, but hopefully things are going to get bigger and better here eventually, go through all the political hoops.
Its Alpha is in LaPierre?
No, north of LaPierre is the main transmitter. Receive, there's one receive site at Burnside, I think, there, and the one that was at my house is down right now.
I'm going in, I think I'm going in on Guilford right now, and I'm down by Maple Grove right now.
I can't tell you right now. I forgot how to get in there to see which ones are which, so I haven't used it in a while. Forgot how to do it. So I can't tell you where you're at.
I know I'm not coming in on LaPierre, but I can't really look at my radio right now. I'm flying down the road. Yeah, I'm right next to Maple Grove. But no, I remember meeting for y'all there for scholars.
What's your location right now?
My weapon post here. Coming into the here from
I went by Cypress there in Hitching Post. Yeah, that's this guy used to work there, Cypress, once upon a time. Many, many moons ago. But, dang, I can't remember that site. He should be coming into LaPierre, I would think. If you're on 6-2, you should hit the LaPierre repeater. But you are kind of noisy, though.
I'm talking to Guilford. I'm looking at it. I'm about 99% sure I'm in the 14531. I haven't programmed this one yet, but I just got the programming cable this week. just saying, you should be a lot better, and I don't hear you on the input, so you're definitely not on Lapeer repeater. Can you hear me on 147710, I think, is the input on Milford. That's about the spot where you can be hearing me at. I'm coming up by, I'm by the airport, sort of. Yeah, I can't just flip this thing on. It's 5100. I can't, I don't have it programmed in here, so I can't just flip. But anyway, yeah, if you were on Lapeer, you'd be full quieting my house. I'll get this rig programmed this week. I got the other one programmed, so it's a lot easier to operate. Okay. All right, I'll let you go, and we'll go back to what I was doing here. I gotta find that stupid program again. I forgot what it's called. I don't use it. It don't stay in my brain. So, 7-3, have a good evening. Save your phone. WAYRC.
This is KV800E Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KV800E Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.